And as the bell fades, I'd like to take a moment to just be clear about our purpose. We're about to meditate. Why? Why would we meditate? How's this helpful? Is it worth our time? In the cultivation of free will, it's about having conscious choices. The ability to choose to do something that is meaningful, helpful, beneficial in some way. So as we prepare to meditate, it's also very valuable to be clear about why you meditate, what is the purpose, and is it worth your time? This specific practice that I'm about to guide is a shamatha practice. It's a practice that is designed to cultivate attention, to develop our capacity to choose what we attend to, and not be a prisoner of every thought, worry, impulse that arises in the mind. It allows us to, over time, not be caught up in worries, fears, cravings, envy, all types of afflictive states that arise, and choose what to attend to and how to attend to it. It quite literally is the medicine, the antidote to an obsessive, compulsive, busy mind. So recognizing that is the purpose of this specific meditation. Take a moment to, well, reflect. Will this be helpful for you? Would you like to be free from an obsessive, compulsive, busy mind? And if so, if this practice seems meaningful for you, I invite you to engage in it with me. And the practice has three steps, really. Taking some time to ground, taking some time to relax the body, and then focusing on the object. Let us begin by taking a little time to ground, to become aware of the sensations of contact your body has with the floor, cushion, chair, hands in the lap, just wherever there is contact, becoming aware of that contact. Let your awareness just descend into your body and settle into these areas of contact and rest your awareness there. I like to visualize pebbles coming to rest at the bottom of a lake, just letting my awareness settle in these areas of contact. Just rest there. now invite you to take a little time to check in with your body and relax and release any tension or tightness that you might be experiencing. And the method here is to just bring your awareness right up to the top of your head, right up to the crown. I like to zero in on an area about the size of a quarter, see if I can be aware of the sensations there. Sometimes I can, sometimes not so much. And now, from the crown of your head, let your awareness start to be guided by you through your body, letting your awareness be a soothing balm that relaxes and releases any tension it touches along the way. And we'll just do this in stages, letting that soothing balm of awareness flow from the crown of the head down to your chin, letting it relax and release any tightness in your forehead. Soften the muscles around the eyes, your cheeks, relaxing your jaw, etc. Now letting that awareness flow down into your neck and shoulders. From your left shoulder, that soothing balm of awareness flow down to your elbow, then from the left elbow down to the wrist, and from the wrist to the fingertips. And from the right shoulder, down the right arm, to the elbow, to the wrist, and then to the fingertips. Now bringing your awareness back into your upper torso, back up to the shoulders. Just making sure they're square, relaxed, open. And then letting your awareness flow from the shoulders down to the waist, into the hips. Now from the waist down the left leg, first right to the knee, then from the knee to the ankle, from the ankle to the toes. now from the waist down the right leg to the knee, to the ankle, to the toes. Now let your awareness expand. Let it fill the entirety of your body, right out to the edges. Let your body be a body of awareness. And just rest in that awareness for a bit. Nowhere to go, nowhere to be. Simply be aware. And then when you're ready, I invite you to shift your attention to the breath and let the breath now become the object of your meditation. Allow the breath to be natural and unmodified. Simply observe. Your body knows how to breathe. Become an observer. Aware of the sensations of the breath as it enters and exits your body. Each breath a new moment, each breath a new opportunity to be present. And if you notice your mind wander, no problem. That's why we meditate. We notice. We become mindful. We relax, we release the thoughts, and we return to the breath. We establish choice, letting go of the thoughts, and returning to the breath.